This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to a new day, and as you get started in this day, don't forget to start it with God. The point about life is not about doing whatever you can accomplish and trying to achieve whatever you want to achieve. The point of life is to connect with God and find out what He is doing in your life and what He wants to do through you. He put you in this world for a reason. The relationships you have with other people in your life are a part of His purpose through you in this world. And if you want to live out God's purpose for you, you must learn to stop in your life and connect with God and allow God to speak into your heart and life, to shape your way of thinking, your way of approaching life. And He so often does that through His Word, the Bible. So stopping each morning to read a little bit of the Bible and think about what God is saying to us is such an important thing, and that's what we want to do right now. We're talking this week about learning to accept God's timing in our life, God's schedule. And I want to read you a verse out of 1 Chronicles chapter 28. This is King David's word to his son Solomon. He says, "As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve Him with a whole heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts. If you seek Him, He will let you find Him. If you forsake Him, then He will reject you." Well, a challenge from David to his son Solomon. But here's the point about learning to accept God's timing and resting in who God is when He doesn't meet our timetable. God knows your heart, and God knows your motives. Our decision-making is often so flawed because we only see part of the story. In fact, we don't even really know ourselves very well often. But God has the wisdom and the information to interpret everything that's happening in the whole big story that's happening in this world, and He never makes a mistake. God has complete wisdom. He's someone that you can trust. And you know, when you trust God, you're willing to wait for His timing. It doesn't mean you don't get frustrated. It doesn't mean you don't wish things might be different because you've only got your limited perspective. But God has the complete perspective. And when you get frustrated and you let it stress you and cause tension and anxiety in your heart, it reveals that you need to learn to trust God more. Because when you trust, you can be patient, knowing that God is working out His plan in our lives. As the great church father Augustine said, "Patience is the companion of wisdom." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.